Joining us to talk about the reorganization at the FBI and the handling and analysis of intelligence information is James Bamford. Mr. Bamford is an expert on U.S. intelligence organizations and author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency. He joins us from Berkeley, California. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Bamford.
My pleasure.
What do you think about the reorganization announced today? Is it going to significantly improve the FBI's ability to predict and prevent terrorist attacks?
Well, I think it'll help. The key thing was putting far more emphasis on analysis than they've had in the past. Another key aspect, which the director didn't get into very much, but I assume is high on his list, is increasing the number of linguists at the FBI, because they've had a problem of collecting a lot of wiretap information on people, especially people that speak Arabic, and not having enough people to translate it. So it doesn't do much good to have a wiretap and then not translate it for 6 months.
One of the other things that Director Mueller talked about today was collaborating with other intelligence services, foreign intelligence services, and the CIA, not to mention between headquarters and field offices. Certainly the recent reports on handling of information from the Musawi investigation to the memo about flight schools to a story today about a wiretap in Italy that actually predicted something big and bad happening, all of these suggest that the FBI has been unbelievably bad at communicating inside the Bureau and with others. Are they as inept as they're currently being portrayed, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think they've improved a great deal over the past few years. The most sharing actually takes place on this intelligence community's own internal internet. It's called IntelLink, which is basically an intranet for the intelligence community. And that's what they should probably be using more these days. If the report from the agent in Phoenix, for example, had been put on IntelLink, anybody that was looking for any information dealing with flight schools would have found it just simply by entering the keyword flight schools, and it would have popped up. So I think if they get better computerization and better use of the IntelLink, that would improve communications enormously.
Even with the kind of improvements that the director was talking about today in technology and in recruitment of language experts, coordination with the CIA and foreign intelligence services, what kind of performance can we really hope for, given the mountains of information and data that flow through these organizations every day?
Well, I don't think you're ever going to get anywhere near perfection. We're going to have terrorism incidents in the United States, and the FBI is going to find some, and some are not going to be discovered in time.
As one watched the press conference today, FBI director was listing the priorities for the agency, and I think he got through the top five or six before he actually got to the things that we sort of traditionally think of the FBI as doing, like trying to fight international crime and organized crime.
Well, you didn't get down to white-collar crime until number seven. Violent crime, which was usually very high up, number one or whatever, is now number eight. And the first three are terrorism, espionage, and cyber warfare, hacking and so forth. So, yeah, it's been a complete reversal from the past.
Is that overdoing it, do you think?
Well, we'll have to see. The problem was in the 1950s, we had the FBI become basically hysterical over anti-communism to the exclusion of all these other crimes that the FBI should have been pursuing. So that's one of the things that people have to watch, that the FBI doesn't get into the same type of a trap. You can't just put all your attention to foreign terrorist activity and to the exclusion of everything else.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Security expert James Bamford, currently a visiting professor at the University of California. He spoke to us from Berkeley.